Is that you, Wonder? Oh, you know what I want to do?
Okay, step about 6 feet back, you know, for comfort.
You're so funny. I sure miss seeing you.
Me too. You better be ready. This won't last forever.
Oh, I sure hope you're right. But then, you usually are.
I know I am. So tell me, how have you been with this whole coronavirus thing?
I'm doing pretty well, but things have really changed for all of us, haven't they?
Remember some time ago when this crazy Abe guy was started singing and talking about nothing really changes, everything remains the same. And whatever we were thinking at the time, we all kind of agreed with him. But now it's more like everything's really changed.
Yeah, who would have known that the whole world would be living through the same story? When has that ever happened before?
Never. Well, at least not while I've been alive. It seems like we're all feeling the same changes differently. I'm not just talking about countries, but people, even my family.
Yes, it's sort of like each country and each person has their own personality. And it comes out in how they deal with this.
Yeah. Well, what I missed most was hanging out with friends and the chance that I didn't get to play volleyball. The worst thing for me was that sports were canceled, especially since all my favorite teams were doing so good. How about you, Wisdom? What did you miss?
Well, I do miss getting together with friends and worship with our Highland community. You know, Wonder, I almost feel a bit guilty saying this, but it's like I'm on this lovely extended vacation with all kinds of space and time to do so much that I enjoy. It's sort of like a gift to me.
For me, I wouldn't say it's a gift. Well, it goes to show how you and me are so different.
Yep.
But I like what you're saying about this all is an opportunity. Maybe I need to focus more on the better things rather than the worst ones.
Wow, that sounds good, Wonder. No matter who we are, it's so important for us to be able to, well, know and understand ourselves. Learning to listen, to be kind, and to love oneself.
Whoa, Wisdom, now you're taking this talk to a whole new level. Who has time for that?
I thought that you might wonder.
Well, you've got me thinking. Like, maybe I need to stop trying to make things normal and try to let things go instead of get used to what's happening and maybe just wonder.
Yeah, it's like maybe we need to learn to walk in the dark rather than going for all the light switches before we adjust.
Wow, so even in the dark we could still see and even find new things about ourselves? And how we should treat others, and yeah, even wonder about God. Not being so busy, maybe I could practice new things in the daylight.
Now, you've just taken things to a whole new level.
You always do this to me. Now, here's something for you to think about. So for you, this COVID time seems like a wide open space, even freedom. A gift. And then there's people who feel like prisoners trapped in a cage trying to get out. Now, in all your wisdom, how do you free these people from their cages? Or even help them in their prisons?
Oh, an easy question. At least I have you working with me. Here goes. Everything about this season tells me of the important need to practice living in this, shall we call it, in between? Embrace the now?
I've heard someone, I think it might have been Jay, speaking of kingdom living as both, already and not yet. That's what you're talking about, isn't it? It's about fully embracing the here and the now. That kind of living can get your imagination brewing on the not yet of our journey together.
Wow, that is so wise, Wonder. You're right, it's not skipping the scary and dark time, but living right into it. We have already seen the beauty of people responding in love during this difficult time. Let's not just be restored to how we were before this started, but maybe transformed?
Restored and transformed? Those are some pretty big words. I'm with you, though. Let's go with transformed. Sounds like that's the work of love.
I'm all in. Let's practice loving ourselves, our neighbors, and God in our beautiful world.
And if God is like we imagined and talk about, we know that God is in the middle of all of it with us. And yeah, to be free. I guess it's good not to pity ourselves so much. There are hundreds and thousands of people who have suffered and lost their friends and family. We need to sit quietly and remember them for a bit.
Oh, you're so right. You know, now I know what I've missed. These wonderful conversations with you. We are so rich. Actually, we're lucky bums.